Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The perfect hire can have an impact on your business for years to come. So when you need to find that next person to help grow your business, LinkedIn Jobs will match the right talent with your open role fast. LinkedIn has over 675 million members worldwide. LinkedIn Jobs screens candidates with the hard and soft skills you're looking for so you can hire the right person fast. Things like collaboration, creativity, adaptability. LinkedIn looks beyond the work skills and puts your job post in front of qualified candidates who match your business requirements perfectly. That's how LinkedIn makes sure your job post is seen by the people you want to hire, people with the skills, qualifications, and other interests that will help your business grow. It's no wonder a person is hired every 8 seconds on LinkedIn, and why companies rated LinkedIn Jobs the number one hiring platform for delivering quality hires. Find the right person for your business today with LinkedIn Jobs. You can pay what you want and get the first $50 off. Just visit linkedin.com/team. Again, that's linkedin.com/team and get $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints happy cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. I have a hard time. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
All right, everybody. That was the best $500 we've ever spent. Sean Payton dripping with disdain, just amazing in every possible way. Kevin, I have bad news for you. The New Orleans Saints are never, ever going to trade down in your entire life.
They didn't trade up. They didn't trade up.
They took Caesar fucking Romero.
Good news for Kevin.
They took the Joker from the 1960s Batman, who is a center, who they could have got 10 picks later. They have an all-pro center, Andrew.
Well, I mean, first and foremost, I mean, I think he's going to play guard, right?
Well, either that or he'll play center and they'll move McCoy to guard. I mean, they'll figure that out, but yeah.
I mean, obviously.
How easy is that?
How easy is what?
To switch from center to guard.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to play the five best players on the offensive line, and if Ruiz is one, whether that's center or guard, they'll figure it out. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, we knew that they weren't thrilled with Warford. We know that they don't like Nick Easton that much. We know that Will Clapp can't really cut it. So, you know, the Saints have said all along, we're going to take the best guy. We feel good about our starters at every position. If it were me, I would have taken Patrick Queen here. You know, I'm not going to lie. That would have been my pick given what was available. You know, Laviska Shenault potentially would have been of interest to me. They end up going with Cesar Ruiz, and, you know, it'll be interesting to see. But interior line, I won't call it a need because I don't know that there's necessarily a need at any position.
They need to keep Drew Brees upright for the next year.
Well, can
and,
I?
Maybe even another year.
That's the thing, Dave. So, like, here's the thing, guys. You know,
I'm never going to be mad at an O-line pick. It's not sexy.
The Saints are always going to know better than we are about their needs and these prospects. And at the end of the day, look, I'm not like this wasn't my pick. So I know a lot of Saints fans are freaking out right now. But when you look at the Saints wanting to win this year. Drew Brees is your quarterback. He's 40 years old. And I'm just going to put this out there. The last 2 years when we've exited the playoffs, the last two playoff games the Saints have lost, we've walked out of it. Well, one of them was a no-call, so we were complaining about the refs. But other than that, both games, we left on this podcast talking about what the hell happened to the offensive line. How could they not step up and play better in this game? And so
that's right.
You know, when they pick an offensive lineman at 24, hard to blame them.
Hey, Ken.
Well, I'll say this. You know, Peyton's decision here, Loomis's decision, whatever, Peyton, obviously a little out of the ballpark. It's probably because he was too busy this evening liking our tweets and not fucking paying attention to the draft board.
Hey,
it's true.
I have an idea.
He did like our tweet during about halfway through the first round. He liked our tweet.
Here, I have an idea. Can I bet $500 on Larry Werford tweeting, "It's been fun, Nola," in the next 30 minutes? And we'll make back the $500 we spent this morning getting Sean Payton to do the cameo.
It'll be fun to see Larry Werford doing some tackle eligible this year.
Here's the thing. Like, I get that he's good, and the Saints clearly in their draft, they know what they're doing. But, like, the Saints
– he was the first guard taken. So, I mean, there's room to argue they just took the best guard in the draft. Right?
But you can get the best guard in the draft 10 picks later. Like, they didn't maximize the draft. Yep. They didn't run it well. But they never do. They lock in on a player and they pick them, or they trade up to get them. Like, that's what the Saints do.
I thought everything was setting up for them to trade up to get CeeDee Lamb, or because Judy went first, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ruggs went first.
Right. No. I mean up those two, because Ruggs went early, surprised everybody. And at that point, it's like, okay, well then that means Judy and Lamb are going to fall. And I thought for sure, once it was in the mid-teens, I thought for sure the Saints were going to trade up and go for one of those guys.
Kevin, is it a moral victory that they didn't trade up?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I tweeted that once they were on the clock, that it was that it was a moral victory. And I mean, there was even a part of me that thought, you know, when it was taking so long for the pick to come in, part of me was kind of hoping, ooh, I wonder if somebody's trying to trade back into the first round,
yeah,
and maybe offering the Saints a couple of picks. I worked myself into drop some wrestling terms. I worked myself into a shoot on that one.
The Saints don't have a second round pick, right?
No.
What you're saying is they should have taken Queen or McKinney or whatever.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And then traded up in into the second round to get this their other guy, the center, their guard,
well,
Cesar?
Maybe, but the thing is like you don't know what other teams were offering, right? Like New England, they traded with the Chargers and left the first round completely and got the Chargers' second round pick and their third round pick. Like, that's not that great a haul to move back that far. So maybe like what the Saints were all like, maybe it was like teams were not offering that, you know. Probably for the Saints to move back, Andrew, they probably wanted two top 100 picks or two top 60 picks to move back, and it just probably just teams didn't want it, you know.
The Saints will be picking tomorrow. I'd be shocked if they'll be picking in the second round, I should say. The second and third round go tomorrow, but they'll find a way to wedge themselves in the second round. You know, again, Patrick Queen probably would have been my pick. I'm going to spend a minute to enjoy the fact that they did not select Jordan Love. So I'm very enthused about that.
I mean, Andrew, you knew they were never they are physically incapable of drafting a player from LSU in the first round.
Hard to argue, Dave. Hard to argue with that.
It's never going to happen.
As much as I was rooting for it, as much as I wanted it, I wanted to believe it into existence tonight. Clearly, it may never happen.
And I'm watching the start of the draft, and you know, Joe Burrow, he's going to Cincinnati. He's staying close to home in Ohio. And Chase Young, he's from Maryland. He's going to be right across, you know, the Potomac Bay or whatever, close to home. And I'm like, yeah, the Saints never do that. Never pick anybody that played in Baton Rouge ever.
What will happen first, Kevin? The Saints
it sounded like
down?
Something juicy was in Dave's mouth just now.
It sounded.
I don't know.
I'm not eating anything.
Not anymore. So, Kevin, what's going to happen first? They pick an LSU player in the top in the first round, or they trade down? What's going to happen first before you die?
I think we're just all dying before that happens.
Oh my God.
The Saints will relocate to the moon before that happens. NASA's going to land on the moon by 2024 somehow.
You mean Space Force?
Well, NASA in conjunction with Space Force will land on the moon by 2024. They'll establish a base by 2030. The Saints will be playing there by 2036.
You know what should have been a good hint that the Saints were going to take Ruiz at 24? The fact that the Patriots were picking before them and they were like, ew, these prospects, fuck the 23rd pick. We'll take a second and a third and peace.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, well, that's because the Patriots know how to draft.
That's because the Patriots, like, man, every year, I say this almost every year. I might have said it every year. But every year I come on this damn podcast and I say, man, I like how the Patriots handle drafting. It always seems like those clowns have 10 plus picks every year, and they always manage to just keep adding like depth and all that kind of stuff.
The Patriots did right by you, Kevin, right before the Saints picked.
I know.
The thing is, the Patriots aren't really that good at drafting. They just have so many picks that it always works out.
Exactly. It's like you don't have to hit when you don't have to hit on everything, or you don't even have to hit on most. I mean, shit, most teams don't hit on most of their picks. But when you've got 12 picks in a single draft, you're a lot better off than if you got 6 or 7. I mean, granted, I know I sound like Booger McFarlane with that astute analysis, but for Christ's sake, man, they do this all the time.
He went to LSU, just so we're clear.
Well, the thing is,
he was also not drafted by the Saints in the first round.
I feel like the Saints, Kevin, they run their draft like a guy going across the Grand Canyon on a high wire, and it works out most of the time, but they could just take the bridge. Like, they make it much more high risk than it has to be. But are we all in agreement the 2021 second round pick is as good as fucking gone? Like, that pick is gone sometime tomorrow evening, correct? There's no way the Saints aren't moving back into the second round.
Yes, that's
holy shit, guys. So I'm not watching the draft right now, but I'm keeping an eye on our Discord channel, on our little chat. And the Packers just drafted Jordan Love. Holy shit. Wow. That is news.
Yeah, and they just extended Aaron Rodgers for like a shit ton of money.
I mean, that this feels around the spot that the Packers picked Rodgers when they had Favre.
Yeah.
Woo.
I mean, whew, I'm, you know, we'll see. The thing is, the one good thing about this pick is it for the Saints, Ruiz, is I think he probably has very low bust potential. Like, you know, offensive linemen, the Saints have been pretty freaking good at picking them. I mean, you can argue, Pete, maybe they picked him too high, and he's a whipping boy for the fans, but he's hasn't been a bust. He's been above average or whatever. I think this pick has low bust potential compared to, say, Queen or another pick that I think would have – or Love. You would have had a much higher bust potential. This is like a safe – this is like the safe choice on the menu. This is like
He's very Saintsy. He looks like Jonathan Goodwin. Seriously, if you watch his tape, he's got the ass and mass. We know that's a requirement. If you're going to be an interior lineman for the Saints, you got to have ass and mass. He has that. And if you watch his tape, a lot of it is pulls from the center position on screen plays, and he's blowing out a linebacker. He moves pretty well. Saints love doing that stuff. I mean, he looks – you watch his tape. And he's Saintsy.
He's Saintsy.
Yeah, but
that's
wait.
Say is it's a very Saintsy player.
Weren't we talking like I mean, weren't we or like Saints Twitter at large trying to talk ourselves into Andrus Pete? Weren't we talking ourselves into Cedric Ellis like several years ago? Like I'm just, I don't know.
Well, I mean,
I think
we were talking ourselves into Lattimore and Ramchick too, Kevin.
I don't hate the pick. I'm just very much
not sexy. It's blah.
Yeah.
It's a blah pick. It's not a wide receiver. It's not you can't picture in your mind somebody streaking down the field, catching a pass and scoring 11 touchdowns. But you know,
well,
I'm with Ralph.
If Armstead goes down, or Andrus Pete breaks his hand again, or Warford is garbage next season, you're gonna be glad the Saints picked this guy.
Yeah. Let's
not forget. Just a year ago, McCoy was drafted an interior lineman, a center guard, and let's remember how he looked through 16 games last year. So when it comes to interior linemen, let's not forget these are the same guys that drafted Jarry Evans, Carl Nix, you know, so.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I agree with Ralph. I mean, they rarely, to be honest with you, when it comes to their offensive line picks, even especially in the first round, they rarely miss on these. You're talking about Ramchick, even recently, Ramchick, Andrus Pete. I mean, I know people don't love Andrus Pete, but I mean, he's been good. He's been decent, and they just
Charles Brown from way back when was good. And was not so good.
Oh, Charles Brown. Oh, no, Charles turnstile.
Brown. Jamal
I've
Brown
seen enough. Good. I've seen enough.
No one's perfect. No one's perfect.
No, but. Be honest with you, that's maybe the only one that you could even come up with.
Cesar Ruiz, he's, you know what he is, Kevin? He's when you go to the Italian restaurant and you order the calzone. It's not going to like blow your mind because it's a calzone, but it's not going to be terrible. It's going to be solid.
It's like quesadilla. Yeah.
Yeah.
You say
somebody in the chat. Somebody broke.
Oh, wait, hang on a minute, man. Hang on. Don't be bringing calzones into a conversation with an Italian man.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So somebody brought up somebody brought up Rick Leonard as a bad offensive line pick. Yeah.
What round was he in?
He was in the fourth, and he was like in nobody's top 300, and everybody was like, "What are they doing?"
I mean, but first,
and that
first
was round pick.
First rounders, though, other than Charles Brown, I think they're pretty good when they draft offensive line.
Yeah,
I do like Skooks' comment, though. They've already run the three QB formation, so now the next frontier is five centers.
Single wing with Taysom, baby.
Defenses will never know. We'll never know what's coming.
Yeah. So I said that the 2021 second round pick is as good as gone. So I'll start with you, Dave, and I want everybody's, I guess, or idea. What position are the Saints trading up tomorrow into the second round to go and get?
I mean, I haven't looked at. I mean, obviously the first round isn't even over yet, and I haven't even looked to see who's still available. So, I mean, it kind of depends on, you know, particular people. But I guess position-wise, just, you know, again, going back to linebacker or even a cornerback would be fine. Or, you know, wide receiver, I guess. Those would be my three.
Kevin, is your best-case scenario they not pick in the second round?
God. You know what sucks with this is that it's such so is that with a pick like this, it's almost like they have to now try and trade back into the second round to try and get
what, a playmaker? They have to have a playmaker. They don't have enough playmakers.
They're going to need a linebacker. They're going to need somebody else to catch. They're going to need somebody else up in the secondary. But I don't know.
Andrew, who in the best available list is, do you look at and you're like, oh, he fits the Saints profile? You know, because we know there's going to be somebody that's going to be at pick 58, that's going to be 31 on the Saints board, and they're going to make the move and they're going to get him. Like, it's going to happen.
Well, yeah, I am surprised. I'm surprised that Grant Delpit, I don't know that he's necessarily a guy the Saints would want or that they need a safety right now, but the fact that Grant Delpit is still out there is a little surprising to me. And again, that's an LSU player, so who knows? I mean, Patrick Queen is still out there, you know, and he's getting closer and closer to not being selected in the first round. So, you know, it's interesting. I mean, wow, man, the Vikings, they took Justin Jefferson, and then at 25, they took Brandon Ayuk. So, you know, they took two receivers at 22 and 25. So, you know, that's the flip side of locking in on a position. You know, when you have two first round picks, to see the Vikings dump that all into one position group. Then they just traded Diggs. That's a strange offseason, you know, for that team. So, you know, hopefully one of those guys works out for them. Otherwise, losing Diggs is going to feel really bad. And, you know, I don't know, man. I've seen so many bad picks. The Falcons needing a corner so desperately, missing out, trading out for C.J. Henderson, trading up for him, taking A.J. Terrell because they felt like they had to. You know, the Raiders taking a corner, that was way lower on the board. So, you know, as much as we want to be unhappy and trash the Saints, you know, some of these picks were borderline irresponsible. You know, Jordan Love being picked when you have Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. I mean, there's some real, real head scratchers. And so, again, while I think we look at this and we're not excited, I don't think you're ever excited about an offensive lineman. I think there's a good chance this guy's starting for the Saints this year. And I think it's important for us to remember that.
Kevin, Saints trade up for Ezra Cleveland. He's an offensive tackle for Boise State. That name sounds like a guy who works at NPR on This American Life. I want him to do it so it could be the most boring draft in the history of our fucking lives.
Excuse me. Ayuk went to the 49ers, not Vikings. That was incorrect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ralph, you said that to me. You said that so fast and out of the blue. I thought that it just happened, and my heart about stopped. You're like, man, you're gonna need another $500 donation for Sean Payton.
Yeah. Well, look, guys, we'll get into it more on Sunday night with the big show. But I just want you guys' quick reaction to the Sean Payton cameo. His delivery was perfect. The one regret I did have is the description of Dave when we were doing the chat last night and working on the text. We should have mentioned Olive Garden or candy. That was an oversight. But everything else was picture fucking perfect. Like, I would have paid double.
Well, wait. Now,
mentioning your cats, you know, that was another.
Well, there's so much material. Yeah. I mean, we
gotta do it. We'll have to pay another $500 and have him redo it. But now, wait a minute. Have him redo it because, look, we gave him the script, and he couldn't even get the name of our podcast correct. The Saints Happy Cast.
That's hashtag on brand for us, though. Now, that is so on brand.
Technically,
for us.
Yes, that's very on brand. But Spin Zone.
Can I just say before you finish that sentence, Dave, that I kind of prefer that you got it wrong because it's more insulting.
I agree, and it's arguable whether he did it on purpose or not. We don't know. We'll never know. But I have a problem though because we gave him the script. And I'm concerned that his lack of attention to detail in being able to follow a simple script has me concerned that this guy is not going to be able to lead a team to a Super Bowl if he can't even read a script, if his attention to detail is that short, then I'm a little concerned.
The coronavirus sapped Sean Payton's greatness, my column.
He should have asked his kid to put the phone down and quit manning the Twitter account for 10 minutes to come and hand him his bivocals to read the copy.
Well, I want to thank Connor Payton for liking on behalf of his dad for liking our tweet. And if he can find it in his heart, if he's listening, to unblock my personal account, that would be cool, too.
Yeah. I mean, and look, if he would like to, if they'd like to, you know, maybe do another one, like maybe we could get Sean Payton's magician brother to do one, a special one where he pulls extra draft picks out of a top hat. I would personally appreciate that. You know, like, I know it's an illusion, but I look, I need something to hang on to right now. Okay.
Wait, I gotta, I know we're trying to get out of here, but I just saw this tweet and now I got another bone to pick with Darren Revelle.
Yes. Get him. Get him.
Get him.
Dude, what does this guy have any fucking friends at all? Does anybody like
your
him?
Ass,
he's, and thanks for Brad for pointing this to my attention, but he says the NFL, he's got a picture of Peyton and Connors next to him on the couch. It's there. It's his draft room in his house. And Revelle says the NFL sent a memo to draftees telling them that anything on camera should be NFL sponsors, which is why you see a lot of Pizza Hut boxes on the tables in the living rooms of a lot of the draft picks. But so Revelle is narking on Peyton. Because he's got a crushed soda, which is made by Dr. Pepper, which is a competitor of Pepsi. He's drinking a Coke instead of Pepsi, which is a sponsor. And he's eating Twizzlers, which is made by Hershey. And Mars is a sponsor. Who even knows? Who even knew that fucking Mars was a sponsor
snitches
of the NFL?
Snitches get stitches, Revelle.
Brother, that shit coded in Darren Revelle's DNA.
Let me tell you something. I am a fucking candy lover, and I didn't even know. We all know that I love candy, and I didn't even know that Mars sponsored the NFL. I've never seen one commercial I've ever watched. I mean, Jesus Christ. One, only Revelle would have that on his in the back of his brain, would have all that knowledge in the back of his brain. Two, only Revelle would be looking for this shit. Every time a new team was up, he was probably right up against his TV screen checking out what was what. And then three, only Revelle would tweet this and fucking narc on. Jesus Christ.
I'm surprised Peyton's Jesus kid Christ. Didn't wear
no
the
wonder
clown
the guys
nose
on fucking,
shirt.
On Pardon My Tick, make fun of him.
I'm surprised Peyton's kid didn't wear the Goodell clown nose shirt. And Peyton's like, it's my kids. They're adults. I don't control what they wear and have the plausible deniability. Like, that would have been amazing. And, oh, by the way, Goodell makes $40 million a year, Kevin, and his basement looks like your mama's house. Like, I ain't going to
lie.
Well,
I think he's got the Andy Cohen set up. We were talking about what kind of background he was going to be making picks from, and I think he went with the Andy Cohen thing. He's got a bunch of little different trinkets and footballs all over on different shelves of varying sizes. You know, but he's a fucking robot. He's a fucking oh, and also, I am really pissed off at Goodell for like embracing the whole booing thing now for charity. He's sucking all of the fucking fun out of it, which is such a fucking Goodell thing to do. But fuck Goodell, god damn it!
Such an NFL thing to do, just to suck the fun out of everything. And then it's okay. You first of all, you get paid $40 million a year. And your basement or whatever the hell, like your basement studio or that shit you got set up, you have the man cave of a guy who runs an HVAC company. Okay. Like I'm not knocking the folks who run HVAC companies. Y'all are great, but you make $40 million a year. You should have a basement that looks like Jerry Jones's, you know, Bond villain type lair. Okay. And then while I'm picking nits, they keep cutting all these GMs and head coaches and even some of the players, like most of the players, but I'm more embarrassed by the coaches and the GMs. They cut to their offices. What in God's name? There's nothing. There's no wall decor. There's no art. I think I saw two or three picture frames total out of the number of coaches and stuff that I saw. Like, yeah, you got the kids sitting on the lap. Whoopty shit.
Don't
nobody has photos
wives?
Of the family.
Good God.
These offices look like they're lived in. Nobody looks like human beings. Nobody looks like human beings. These are all like old people stuck in front of a computer. Like, it's embarrassing. It was embarrassing to watch.
It was.
But yeah, fuck Roger Goodell. That's standard.
My wife did like the fact that Joe Burrow's parents.
My wife.
Yeah. She was
My wife.
She was very excited that the Burrows had the recliner with the covering over it that you put over a recliner when your cats destroy the fucking recliner and it looks like a bomb went off on it and you hope that no one notices. We noticed, Burrows. They clearly have at least two cats in that house. At least.
And speaking of Burrows, here's further evidence that Twitter was a tremendous mistake. I'm scrolling Twitter earlier, and one, somebody, somebody makes like a joke about the fact that Joe Burrow's mom's pants seem to be high waters. Okay, yeah, that's cute. Whatever. Ha, ha, ha. But some clown.
They're cropped.
Oh, okay. Well, some clown calls in, like, at first I thought it was a joke, but then I checked the guy's account and bio, and I was like, oh, no, this guy was serious. Calls out Joe Burrows and his mom for not putting their hands over their chest during the national anthem. That was a legit thing.
It was.
Saw it on Twitter.
I saw it.
Some lunatic after that and then had a bunch of clown, goofballs in response saying, oh, he can just leave America if he feels that way. It's like, Jesus Christ,
He wasn't sitting and eating a plate of nachos. He was standing up, being respectful. Like, it wasn't like, if he would have been, like, pounding beers or wings during the anthem, I'd have been like, maybe, but it was fine. All right, guys, look, we got to get out of here.
The Ravens just took Patrick Queen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go Tigers.
All right. Yeah.
We shouldn't even be recording this. The Saints might trade up back into the first round.
We shouldn't even stop. Listen, we'll be back. We'll be back on tomorrow when the Saints trade back into the second round. We'll recap that, and then we'll recap their pick on Saturday, maybe, depending on, like we have anything to do, but I may be drunk.
Hey, last comment, parting thought. Just remember the Vikings playoff game the Saints just lost, and remember their interior offensive line collapsing into itself as Daniil Hunter and Everson Griffin were moved inside, and we could do nothing to block them.
Yeah. Fair point. So, all right, everybody. Thanks for joining us in the live stream. Thanks for joining us on the Discord chat. Join me tomorrow, 6:05. Me and Paulson will be social distancing, and he'll be insulting me from his house. So if you wake up
really?
Early,
I gotta watch that.
If you wake up early, do that. I'll be on WWL. It's been an amazing day. We had Sean Payton insult us. It only cost us $500 or 5 cents per video view on Twitter. So for Kevin,
on
for
the
Dave,
morning of rap day.
for Andrew, Dave, and Kevin. Until tomorrow, the bar is closed. All right, we're off.